So today the Universal Church celebrates what we call Divine Mercy Sunday. And that's important because we know throughout our catechesis and we know throughout our lives that God is very, very merciful. I was reflecting this week on the gospel. Like, what if we were to call this Sunday Divine Justice Sunday? Where Jesus comes back and the apostles are locked in the room, maybe because they're a little scared of running away on Jesus, and then he shows up in their midst. And then they get quiet, and he says, I told you I was coming back. You guys fell asleep on me, you abandoned me, you left me, now you are gonna pay. But we're not celebrating divine justice. We're celebrating divine mercy. We're celebrating the fact that our God, whose love knows no bounds, says to us, I love you no matter what. And Jesus arrives in that room after his disciples have done all of those things to abandon him, to leave him, to not be there for him. And Jesus comes back and says to them, peace be with you. He gives us the promise of his love. He says to us, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter where you go, I love you. And I will always be here for you. Now, my friends, that's very important because every Sunday when we come to Mass, God could say to us, "Whoo! I know what you did this week. I know the sins that you committed. Now you're going to pay." But he doesn't do that because he's a God of love. He's a God of mercy. His love knows no bounds. One of the coolest things about being a priest is being able to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation, where people come before our Lord. The confessional is the safest place on the planet for people to pour out their hearts. And they say, God, I'm sorry. And as the priest, as a minister of God, I say to them, God loves you. He forgives you. And in the beautiful sacrament of reconciliation, through the ministry of the church, you receive pardon and peace, where all your sins are wiped free. And in place of all of those sins and the pain that you're carrying, God places in your heart the peace that only He can give. The sacrament of reconciliation is a sign of the divine mercy that our God has for us. That there is nothing, nothing that we could do in the world that would make Him stop loving us. There is nothing that we could say that would make Him say anything else than, I love you. So my friends, we come together today on this Divine Mercy Sunday to remember the fact that our God loves us no matter what, that He's with us, that He forgives us, that He loves us, that He says to us, no matter what you're going through, no matter what pain, what sorrow, what sin you're carrying, I love you. And He's here for us. And we come to Mass every Sunday so that we can receive that promise of freedom, the promise of everlasting life. We receive the very body, blood, soul, and divinity that Jesus said today to Thomas. Put your hand in my hands. Put your hand in my side and know that I'm here. And it is the profession of faith that we make Sunday after Sunday, some of us day after day when we come to Mass. My Lord and my God, I need you. I love you. I want you in my life. My friends, as we celebrate the Eucharist today, we ask the God of mercy, the God of love, to come into our hearts, to set us free, to bring us peace, to bring us forgiveness, and to bring us love. I also ask a special prayer request of you. As I said at the beginning of Mass, I work for the diocese. My job is the vocation director. That means my job is I get to go out to all the parishes in the diocese, and I get to go find priests and nuns. It's a tough job, really tough job. I can't tell you how many times I've been rejected. Many people say, no, thank you, Father. So I ask, please, of your prayers, because our church needs priests, brothers, sisters, nuns to carry out the work of the church. I appreciate any of the prayers that you can offer up for me and my ministry, any prayers you can offer up for young men and women who are considering laying down their lives in service to God, because our church needs the witness, the loving example of men and women to lay down their lives to serve the church as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. So I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your encouragement and support and vocations to the priesthood and the consecrated life, because we know that our God is a God of love and a God of mercy. And we need men and women to be able to bring that message of peace to the world, to be able to bring to the world the mercy of God through the works of the church. And so we ask that men and women may answer the call to serve as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns, to bring the mercy of God to the world. As we continue today in celebrating, we thank God for His amazing love, the love that knows no bounds. We thank Him for coming into our world. We thank Him for the gift of the resurrection, of the promise to set us free. And we ask the Lord today in a special way to give us the peace in our hearts, to know that no matter what happens in life, He loves us, and that He will always, always be here for us.